This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on your mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place. The stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
Right here in the USA, powered by Cutwitz, North Dakota's home for Chevy. If you're taking the Labor Day weekend off and thinking about maybe some new wheels, cruising through Valley City, check them out on Main Avenue and Bismarck as well. Pocklet Chevrolet, North Dakota's home for Chevy, powers us and powers me with a beautiful Chevy Silverado High Country that I absolutely love. Safest vehicle ever. And I love that red color on it, this one, too. It's pretty sharp.
What'd you say, Cam? Once you're done at Pocklet, you go to PetroServe and fill it up. There you go.
That's very true, right there in Valley City, too. Exactly
right. It's a win-win.
Senator Kevin Cramer will be joining us in a little while here. He is on he texted me that he was still finishing a call, so he'd be a couple of minutes late, but that's no big deal. I didn't get a chance yet to talk about my property tax bill. I mentioned it briefly yesterday, and it's up. Valuations are up. And I started digging into it, and as my big beef is, if you're mad about property taxes, can you tell me the last time you were at a school board meeting when they were talking about the budget? Because you honestly can't be bellyaching about a property tax bill and not going to the number one highest reason for your property taxes being what they are. Schools are the 800-pound gorilla of property taxes. Okay?
Right.
So you gotta get there. You absolutely have to get there and pay attention and do the hard work and everything else. But I started doing a little digging because I thought, gosh, what is the deal here with Fargo Public Schools? It's up, 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 everything else. And I thought, I wonder why that is. I did a little digging and found out the cost per student in Fargo, Kevin, so every student, the cost to the school system, is $14,965. So the dollars they get divided by the number of students they have, the cost per student, $15,000, basically. Now, West Fargo has, I believe, 1,000 more students, okay? And the cost per student in West Fargo is $12,000. 24% lower than Fargo, who has less students. In real dollars, Fargo spent $24 million more than the West Fargo public school system. Think about this.
Well, maybe you should just figure out, do what they're doing.
And by the way, you can find all these numbers. The state has them up. And the last year I saw any for were 21-22 school year. And, you know, the state revenue and everything you dig through, Fargo had almost 1,000 fewer students that year. But the local revenue column, again, 40 versus 60 million. 40 versus 60 million.
That's pretty significant.
Numbers are boring. Here's the deal. Fargo Public Schools are being mismanaged. And you have the prototype right here. And ironically, Kevin, remember what happened during COVID? When more and more research finally came to be known about masks, and we were on the tail end of this, Fargo Public Schools, despite enormous opposition from parents who actually pay the bills of these administrators, said, nope, gotta have a mask mandate. got to have a mask mandate. Wes Fargo said it's up to you, parents and students. If you want to wear a mask, you wear a mask. Guess who had less cases of COVID? Wes Fargo with no masks. So, look, the place is being mismanaged. I'm just going to say that. And that is on the school board members and the superintendent who clearly leads them all around by the nose. And I'm going to start naming names and telling you numbers that you need to know. Jim in West Fargo, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, excellent topic, Scott. You know, I kind of follow this stuff. I do live in West Fargo. I can tell you one thing I've noticed about all these school boards. I watch the meetings in Fargo, West Fargo. West Fargo's a little more receptive. Fargo does not listen to anything anybody has to say. If you ever watch their school board meetings, they basically let people get up there, talk their little time, and that's it. They have no responses. They have nothing. If you bring up the superintendent's name in relation to anything, they will shut off your mic and call it saying you're harassing or slandering the superintendent. They basically take away your First Amendment rights to say, I mean, the guy's employed by the public. He's paid for through the taxes. Why can he not be named? People will actually go up there and say, referring to him, they say, hey, he who cannot be named is promoting this or promoting that. You know, that's the mentality on that school board. And another thing about that school board, you've got school board members who've been on there for 20 years or so. Jim Johnson, Robin Nelson, they don't even have kids in school anymore. What is their interest in staying on the school board? You think you want people who actually have skin in the game on the school board, who have kids in school, who understand what's going on instead of just being, whatever. My kid's not in school.
Yep.
You know,
imagine that.
That's where I'm at.
I think you make good points, Jim. And I also would say this, on the harassment business, I've not seen that before, where if you mention Rupa Gandhi, who's the superintendent, and somehow number one, the guy works for the public. He is a public school employee paid for by the taxpayers, so accountability comes from the people that are paying the tab. My gosh, come on. This makes no sense at all. So that's just crazy. I have to admit, I've not been to a Fargo school board meeting ever, and the reason I guess I haven't is because, you know, our kids went to John Paul II Catholic schools, and I was on the original council for that. Apparent counsel for that school, and I just never did. But shame on me, because I paid 21 years of property taxes, and these people continue to mismanage our money. So I need to be better, and we all do.
Exactly. But a couple more things, Scott, too. I almost flipped my mind. It blows me away that all this stuff is going on. And then you get one of the reasons you can't get some of these people out of there, and I'm going to tell you, the Fargo Forum comes out every year and endorses these same people who just can maintain the status quo or even let it get worse. And you get parents in there who are saying, look, this is what's going on in our schools. Kids are getting attacked in the bathroom. Kids are getting attacked in the hallways. Teachers are getting attacked. And they just blow it off. They don't care. Their English proficiency rate, I think, is at 60%. I think their math and science is like at 40%. I mean, tell me there isn't a problem there.
And I'll tell you what, they got enough administrators there that they should be able to figure this all out, Jim. You couldn't be any more right. And I forget the ratio. I'm going to get this number. The ratio of administrators to teachers is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And that's, by the way, in education in general, in public education. But I'd like to know what the number is here, because we've laid out the problem.
Well,
maybe some of these high-paid administrators could fix it.
I tell you what, Rupert Gandhi is one of the highest-paid superintendents in the Midwest, for what reason I don't know. And this new person they brought in for this Department of Educational Justice, he's making like $125,000 a year. I'm not sure what he does. He just runs around making sure that everybody's being included in everything. It's just It's just another woke, made-up office that the taxpayers are paying for.
Absolutely, Jim. You couldn't
Diversity, equity, and inclusion. Gotta have it.
I think his job is so that they can say, see, we have this person, so therefore we are above board.
Yeah,
make people feel good. They're just telling
you
that we have somebody in that position, so clearly this is, Mark in Williston, your take. Quick, you're open. What's on your mind? Got a half minute for you.
Yeah, you talk about corrupt school boards. We got a school board over here that can't seem to find $377 million. And now they want money for two new schools. So they're trying to put together a bond issue. So even people that don't have kids in a school are going to pay for the school. 67% of the tax money that they collect off of property taxes here go to the schools. And so why can't we have a say in this also? But the deal with, we try to get these people out of there. But you got the school board hires the school board administrators that control the elections. So the people that control the elections are hired from by the school board. And now with the election's over with, we can't get the ballots to verify the ballots.
Wow. Is that Williston?
And Mark, I need to dig into that more. We've not done enough to focus the spotlight on what's going on there, and I don't know many details at all, but I appreciate you calling. And if they're missing $377 million, and that's factual, then they have some explaining to do. That should be national news.
More
after this. Yeah.
For the history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. You go to hatandsons.com. You'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ryan Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Remember,
yes,
when it was time, tomorrow.
September. September. I remember America that was very different for a kid born in 1964 going to his 40th class reunion in a couple of weeks.
Check the calendar, man. You believe it? September is here.
I know it. I love this song, too.
Oh. I said, I never forget, we were down at the Bison deal a couple of years ago in Frisco, and we walked into that big pep rally that they have, and this song was cranking, and I thought to myself, oh, they got a DJ, awesome, and it was a band playing, and they were spot on. It was the best version I've ever heard live of a cover band.
We probably should make our announcement today.
What's
about
that?
Where we're going to be in a week. I think we better tell folks to circle their calendars for next Friday. That would be September the 8th, because a fellow by the name of Donald Trump is coming to Rapid City, South Dakota. And you can get tickets for that right now. They're $25 a seat, or you can free if you go on the floor. Most people stand anyway the whole time, so it's free on the floor, $25 if you... actually want to be in the arena. It's a fundraiser for the South Dakota Republican Party, so that's why there's a charge. Normally there isn't a charge for a Donald Trump visit. But Kevin and I are going down there, and Kevin, I haven't told you this yet, but I heard from President Trump's press secretary, Jason Miller, last night, who said, we're going to try and pitch you in for an interview.
Stop it.
Yeah, no, it doesn't.
Stop it.
It doesn't. It's not a done deal yet, but I've never been told we're going to try and pitch you in when they don't pitch you in, so... I'm crossing my fingers, and we need to know morning show will be from there. What's on your mind will be from there, and then President Trump rolls in later in the day. Maybe we could get him to call us from Air Force One on the way to Rapid City.
There you go.
I guess it's called Trump Force One now. Sorry, my apologies. Hey, it's lunchtime pretty soon, and you need to decide where am I going to have lunch today. So, would I like to have Cheeseburger Mac? That sounds good. 12th Avenue, I-29, PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience. Waiting for you. Tater Tot Hot Dish, NP Avenue. Brisket in Glendon. I've never met a brisket I didn't like. I don't know. It's just
a great
thing. Unbelievable. Meatballs in Yulin. Chicken fried steak on 45th Street. Pulled pork in Harwood. Valley City, home cooking. Grab and go convenience. And remember the car washes, too. They have great car washes. Brand new one in Harwood as well. And where else can you get a car wash? You get a great meal. Fill up. If you're a co-op member, you get a dividend every year. You get a payback. I mean, it's just... You could own it. So, PetroServe USA, tell them Scott sent you. Senator Kevin Cramer is here for the Talk Radio Town Hall. Welcome back, Kevin. How are you?
Well, I'm fine, thank you. And I'm sorry for being tardy, but I really did have, right at the very last second, a call come in that I couldn't let go. So,
well, you're lucky, because we almost had a bigger name on the other line. So, you know, we'll make room. We'll make room for you.
Hey, almost. I love it. But listen, everybody that calls into this show has a bigger name than me, as far as I'm concerned. So we like that.
We love them. We love them. I want to ask you first about the jobs report. Here's Karine Jean-Pierre. Oh. Listen to what she had to say about jobs and see if this tracks with what you see.
People across the country are going to work, getting paychecks, and benefiting from one of the strongest jobs recovery in history.
Right.
I saw something else I want to share with you. Yeah. June payroll originally was reported for 209,000 jobs created. They revised it a month later down to 185. They revised it 2 months later from that down to 105. So now what supposedly was this booming June of 209,000 and what all the media called strong is now down to 105. What is going on here?
So, first of all, on the quarterly, it's not even just jobs reports, Scott, the GDP, the gross domestic product, which is the productivity of the country, that, as you know, for economists, that's a big measurement. That is constantly revised downward, quarter after quarter. And of course, the markets that follow this stuff closer than anybody, they respond to that stuff. And so often, a lot of these statistics, And frankly, the political rhetoric plays to quote markets. So when I say markets, I'm talking about the stock markets, the CNBC, Fox Business, Bloomberg TV crowd that I spend a lot of time talking to it myself. But they don't deal in fundamentals. And so they deal in data. They deal in emotion. So what happens is they get a good number, a good report, and the markets respond going up. When they revise back down, markets have kind of already figured that out, and so you don't get a lot of news about the wrong number and the ratcheting down. It's starting to catch on because it's become a trend, Scott. This is not like a one-time or, one-off situation. This is becoming a trend. And I think some of it, don't get me wrong, I don't want to say it's simple, by the way, to gauge all of this stuff, but there are high-paid people, economists and sociologists and whatnot that have been doing this for decades. This has been a bit of an anomaly because of, and I get back to, but I can never remember her name, Jean-Pierre or whatever. And no disrespect to her, I just can never remember.
We call her KJP for short, just easier.
KJP for short, okay.
Yep.
So her job, of course, is to report bad news as though it's good. I mean, it's just a spin job, and frankly, she's not very good at it, as we all know. She pretty much can't say anything she can't read. And so she's got a really big problem. But here's her biggest problem, and this is the Biden administration's biggest problem. As I have been widely quoted in national publications just saying, and I'll say it for you, and you don't need to put your hand on the beep button. I'll be as careful as I can, but you simply cannot urinate on people and convince them it's raining. They know what you're doing to them. They know it when they buy groceries. They know it when they go to the gas pump. They know it when their electricity bill comes in. I mean, Scott, energy, electricity is 20% higher today than when Joe Biden took office. Gasoline is 63% higher than when he took office. And so when they say, oh, gee, inflation's only 4% today. Look at how it's coming down. No, it's 4% on top of 15%, which is the aggregate. And people know that. And they see it. And when they go to buy a house or try to sell their own house or their rent goes up. So this is the dilemma that they're having. With regard to the jobs report, though, you guys, here's the other thing. I'm far from an expert, but I am on the banking committee, and so I follow the Federal Reserve pretty carefully. And so the interest rate hikes and whatnot, people are going to say they're working because jobs are slowing down. See, remember, they say, jobs are up. But they're revised down from the last month or the last quarter. Oh, and the jobs being down shows a cooling in the jobs market. Therefore, interest rate increases are helping. In what world do jobs cooling make good news? And so I just think it raises lots of questions about how we respond to inflation, how interest rates play into that. Because this whole episode, you guys, and I know you didn't ask for a lecture, but this whole episode that we're going through on the economic side and the news side, what's so phony about it is that Joe Biden and, frankly, way too many talking heads on business television think the Federal Reserve, well, they're addicted to the Federal Reserve, and that interest rates are the only way to slow, inflation. The best way to slow inflation is to produce more stuff. It's to produce more stuff.
Which they make stuff. Everything harder, including in our energy sector. More with Senator Kevin Cramer after a short break. Your calls, questions, comments, welcome. 701-271-1100. Text us at 701-237-1590. A listener has a question about Mitch McConnell when we come back.
You all have helped support MyPillow and their employees in these tough economic times. Mike Lindell knows this and continues to give back to listeners with deals on his most popular products. You've heard us recently speak about the My Slippers, the Giza Sheets, MyPillow 2.0, and more. Great news! The MyPillow 6-pack bath towel sets are back in stock. The proprietary technology makes them extremely absorbent, yet still provides that soft feel you look for in a towel. The set comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. Regular price $79.98, and for a limited time, you can get this 6-pack towel set for only $39.99 with promo code Scott. That's a 50% savings. So go to MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028 and use promo code Scott to save 50% on the MyPillow 6-pack towel sets. That's just $39.99 for a set. This deal won't last long. Enter promo code Scott and save big money today.
USA News Update. Idalia remains a tropical storm as it moves into the Atlantic after bringing heavy rain and wind to northwestern Florida, southern Georgia, and the Carolinas. Nearly 95,000 homes and businesses across several counties reporting power outages today. Many do not have running water. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell has been cleared to resume his schedule as planned after he froze for more than 30 seconds while fielding questions from reporters in Covington, Kentucky on Wednesday. Massachusetts Governor Maura Healey has activated 250 members of the National Guard to provide basic services at emergency shelter hotels amid an influx of migrants that has service providers stretched thin. Pennsylvania law enforcement officials searching for a man who escaped from the Chester County prison yesterday morning. Corey Myers, USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm going to ping pong back and forth between your questions and mine here today on What's On Your Mind, because we had a lot on our plate to talk about. The Biden administration war on North Dakota continues. I want to get a Grand Forks Air Force Base up to date and kind of the Space Force thing going on there and whatever else you want to talk about. And here's a question from a listener. When will Kevin Cramer start to publicly call for Mitch McConnell to step down? No word salad, please.
Me calling Mitch McConnell stepped on that. He's a senator elected in Kentucky. That's not a word salad. That's just a fact. So, and by the way, Kentucky has a Democratic president or governor. So anybody that would like to give up Mitch McConnell for a Democrat, that would be a great idea. With regard,
isn't there something in the law down there? Isn't there something in the law about they have to appoint somebody of the same party or something?
Yeah, there is something like that, but there's a lot, believe me, a lot of bad things can be played that way as well. And we don't want that anyway. Believe me, we do not want that. They have an election just in a few months. Kentucky is, you know, they do the off-election year elections for governor, kind of like is it Virginia does that, I think, as well. So it's not that long. But all of that said, you know, while it sounds nice in North Dakota and it sort of sounds fun to say, you know, our senator should be calling for another senator's resignation or the Senate leader's resignation, this isn't like sort of rhetorical, you know, monopoly. This is real life governing, and everything has a consequence. Quite honestly, we'll be back next Tuesday. We being the Congress, we'll be back together next Tuesday. We'll hear what Mitch McConnell has to say about what's going on, and he certainly deserves the opportunity to do that. I fully expect he will do that. He has actually been calling senators, and we'll see how it plays out. But to just sort of, you know, get out there and make some noise and call for, quote, Mitch McConnell to step down, I don't think that'd be a real wise thing for the people of North Dakota if I was to spend my political capital doing that.
What is your take on the second incident with Mitch? And, you know, I mean, I imagine every Republican senator is, number one, concerned for a friend, and number two, just wondering what this means for leadership, and can he continue? What's the buzz?
Yep. Yeah, so I don't know because we are not together. And that's what I mean. Right now, every bit of information we get is either through a phone call or most of the time from reporters that are you know, always texting and calling and wanting, you know, wanting insights, if you will. So, and what that, what happens then is the echo chamber kicks in, and one reporter gets one person saying one thing, and pretty soon it gets attributed, you know, to all kinds of media outlets, and you'd think there was a tsunami when in fact you're still one person saying one thing to one other person. So there's not a lot of buzz about it. I would expect there will be when we get back, without a question. There's curiosity about it, and there ought to be. As you probably know, have noticed, Scott, I mean, I'm quoted in a lot of national publications, not for what I said this week, but for what I said after the first one. And that is that, you know, Mitch McConnell's not just a Kentucky senator. He has a larger constituency. He has 48 colleagues that he's the leader of. And so, you know, he has a higher, I guess, a higher bar of transparency that's required. As you know about Mitch, he's a deeply personal, on personal issues, he's very, very, he holds things very close to the vest. He does on public things as well. That's just not, he's not bombastic. He's more productive than he is bombastic. That said, we'll see what happens next week. I don't know what's going to, you know, he gets the first word, and he's earned that for sure.
If you were Mitch McConnell, mm-hmm. at that point in your career and these incidents had happened, what would you do?
That's a really great way to put it, Scott. First of all, just so people know, and I don't want to disappoint anybody, we live one election at a time. I've pledged that so often, as you know, because that's the greatness of our system. So if there's a very good chance I will never be 80 years old and be in the United States Senate, just so you know, Scott, because the United States Senate is not my life any more than the House was or any other office I've ever held. So I kind of feel badly for anybody for whom this is their life, to be honest with you. I also think it keeps you more connected. You know, there are several, a thousand other people in North Dakota that could do this job. And so I'm not going to be in that position. If I were in his position, personally, and again, this isn't advice to Mitch, this is just me, you know, I would step down. I would just say, you know what, you guys, this has been a great run. He holds the record, as you know, for the longest serving leader in U.S. Senate history. And he's earned that record. He's, you know, he's never been seriously challenged since he first won elections, but I actually helped defeat him one time when he ran for NRSC chairman. I called a colleague who called us their senator in another state and Phil Graham won by one vote.
All right, new topic. This one's mine. I wrote a column last weekend in the Forum newspapers across the state and in the McKenzie County Farmer, the one that's in the Flag family as well. And it was a kind of tongue-in-cheek memo to President Trump. Mm-hmm. And I talked about how he is charming, kind, mm-hmm. and listens well. Mm-hmm. And I said I know that because I've had the pleasure of being with him in the White House. I have had the chance to interview him on the telephone, in person. I've been with him when I didn't interview him at Mar-a-Lago. But my time with Donald Trump is minuscule compared to yours. And you should know that what I was getting out of the memo, I'll just be as quick as I can on this, is if you showed the Donald Trump that I see and have seen, and I know others have as well, because this is not a secret among people who know him well, I think you would be president, you know, the 47th president of the United States in a landslide, right. and run against Joe Biden. Don't run against Republicans. But so here's a little example of the reaction to that. Scott, well, first of all, he said I thought you'd taken up comedy. Donald Trump is charming, kind, and listens well. Even his cult followers have not used those words to describe him. You are describing an egomaniac who engages in childish name-calling, verbally assaults anyone who disagrees with him, and bragged about assaulting women. You get the drift. Charles Linderman out in Carrington or something. I don't know where Charles is from. Carrington, North Dakota. Welcome to his opinion. What do you think of my premise, my memo to Donald Trump?
You know, it's sort of interesting. I was smiling as you were reading Charles' comments because in some respect, he makes your broader point. That is Charles' perception of Donald Trump. And the Donald Trump you know isn't that. The problem is Donald Trump does project the perception that Charles is referencing, partly because Charles is using old things earlier version of Donald Trump's record to judge the current Donald Trump. And thank God we all get some grace and hopefully we mature a bit. But your fundamental point, I would say, is still right. And your advice to Donald Trump is sound. And I'll give you my example of it. And as you know, I know him really quite well. I have a cell number. He has my cell number. We just talked a couple of weeks ago as I called him. He answered on the second ring. And we're good friends. And part of my friendship with Donald Trump is to tell him kind of the same thing you just told him. I'll just give you an example. And I'm not going to share everything, Scott, because my conversations with the former president are personal, and he and I are very supportive of one another and pray for each other and encourage each other's families. And so I was talking to him, and he says, how are you doing? It looks like you're doing great. I follow it closely. You're doing great. How's Chris? How's Abel? You know, he goes, does all of those things. And then he told me about how well he's doing and how well he's doing in the polls and all that. And then he told me about how badly he's crushing Ron DeSantis. And I said, sir, with all due respect, why? Why are you crushing Ron DeSantis? You created Ron DeSantis. Why don't you take credit for Ron DeSantis? Put your arm around Ron DeSantis. You know, and because nobody's a threat to Donald Trump in terms of the Republican primary. And then he gave me a reason why. And then that's the end of that, right? My point being, Donald Trump may very well win. I don't even see how he's not going to beat the nominee. And when he said I'm one indictment away from winning, I thought it was the most profound and funny thing I'd ever heard. I told him so. I said, but that's why I called him. I said, that's got to be the best line of all time, and you've got a lot of good ones. Because people are so tired of the hypocrisy of an administration that goes after, uses the DOJ and Democratic prosecutors around the country to go after their political opponent while they cover for themselves.
There it is.
And that's what's got people upset. And that's why Donald Trump may win. And by the way, as you've seen in the polls, it's like 46-44, 44-42, 46-42. And he's leading in the popular vote, you guys. And a lot of that has as much to do, if not more, to do with Joe Biden than it does with Donald Trump. What would Donald Trump be if he demonstrated to the public the Donald Trump that you and I know, Scott, the Donald Trump that hosted the NDSU Bison football team in the White House and had Chris, has Abel come in and sit in his chair and get him a Coke. And, practically he's the maitre d' of the White House and Air Force One. If everybody saw that Donald Trump, he wouldn't have a problem in swing states and among, women, moderate women voters in suburbia and all of those things. And that's what we want for him. We want everybody to see that Donald Trump. But he comes from a New York, Manhattan developer, bare knuckle business background and an awful lot of personal pride. And you see it. But at the same time, Scott, I would not want to be tested the way he's been tested. I wouldn't want my Christian witness to be tested the way he's been tested by the constant onslaught of abuse, impeachments that were ridiculous. The first impeachment that's not only was it ridiculous, but it's now showing by evidence that Joe Biden was guilty of the very thing that Donald Trump was talking to Volodymyr Zelensky about. So, forgive me for defending my friend, even when some things he does and says might seem indefensible. I'm just not sure how I'd stand up to the same type of attacks he has to stand up to.
I don't know. I don't know.
Is that too much?
I don't know that anybody could withstand that. I really don't.
Yeah.
I really don't.
Yeah.
Kev, you have a text there. We're going to ask the question, and then we'll come back on the break and get on the other side here, because I promised to ping pong back and forth from you, the listeners, and the laundry list of things I just wanted to talk about today. But go ahead and do the text at least so we can get that in before the break.
Well, it has to do with the song. You probably heard Oliver Anthony's Rich Men North of Richmond.
Yeah,
so
it
has to do with a couple of questions off the lyrics of that song, which we will get to after the break.
And meanwhile, I could tell you about my friend Mike Lindell of MindPillow, who said, Scott, tell you what, we're going to do the best price ever for your listeners on those towels. They're back in stock, and I'm telling you what, they're hard to come by right now. You can get them at a great deal. If you go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, I think another great deal is those slippers at $25, $29.98. But They started at $100, now they're $29.98. When you go to MyPillow.com, just remember to use that promo code Scott. Great gift-giving ideas there, right there. Or call 800-506-9028.
In Minnesota, we work hard, and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about health care, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we will provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming September auctions include 600 acres in Stutzman County, 140 acres in Grand Forks County, 289 acres in Cass County, 709 acres in Trail County, 160 acres in Ransom County near Lisbon, and many more land and equipment auctions in Barnes, Ward, McLean, Renville, Towner, Walsh, Morton, Burleigh, and Burke Counties. Call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all these land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
The chilly weather is here, whether we like it or not. And the team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, wants you to know that because Mother Nature doesn't rest this time of year, neither do we. The frost and snow create moisture in the ground, and this can cause stress on your foundation. Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we have the solution for every basement problem.
So when Mother Nature strikes, contact your complete foundation expert. Contact the team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. Go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
So, working all day, overtime hours, for bullshit pay, so I can sit out here and waste my life away. Right back home and drive.
Before the top of the hour, Kev, your question for Senator Kramer on that song.
Well, I'm going to paraphrase this, Kev, a little bit. But first of all, Senator, are you a rich man north of Richmond? Secondly, the lyrics to this song, Lord knows they all just want to have total control, want to know what you think, want to know what you do. Agree or disagree, knowing what you know about the swamp. I think those are that's a great reference to those lyrics. You know, I know you're not a rich man north of Richmond, by the way.
that I am not.
I know that about you.
How you become one. I actually have some ideas of how you might become one, but no one's ever approached me because of our, I don't send the right vibe, shall we say.
Right.
And my wife does not want to be a lobbyist. So there you go. In fact, from a retirement standpoint and whatnot, it's about half of what I got from from the state of North Dakota.
Who are the rich men north of Richmond?
I think when I read the lyrics, and it's a generalization about the swamp, as you put it, about just how out of touch. First of all, the five counties that surround Washington, D.C. are the highest per capita. You know, counties, the highest salaries and wages per capita counties in America. And those are not members of Congress. Those are the lobbyists. Those are there are a lot of really big companies that have really big firms there, particularly in the defense world. But anybody that's heavily dependent on the government for things. That said, I don't even think that's what he's aiming at, and I've never talked to him about it. I think he's aiming at the government in general, and he's right on point. The lyrics you just read to me, which I'm very familiar with, really is the bureaucracy. It really is it's the deep state. It's what Donald Trump knew. It's what he went after, although not as artfully as he would in the second term, by the way. I would encourage people to read Secretary Bernhardt's book, You Answer to Me. He was the Secretary of Interior after Ryan Zinke. Good friend. He's been to North Dakota a couple of times with us. I wrote a little part in there. Anyway, that's why I get the sense he's talking about. Yep. I think he's talking about the IRS. I think
he's
talking about the Department of Justice. I think he's talking about the NSA. I think he's talking about, and it's way worse than even that. Because
Have you heard, Senator, the new verses that are out about the song?
I've not. I don't. If I have, I haven't noticed that they're new.
Kev, can you share one of the new verses?
Oh, I'm working on my own, but yeah, there's plenty. There's some rappers that have added on to it, and it's basically all colors, all creeds, totally agree with it. It's not racist. Yeah, quick text I got here. I agree with the senator. Leave McConnell alone. There's no cry for Feinstein, Pelosi, Fetterman, et cetera, from the left, and the governor of Kentucky already said he would replace McConnell with a Dem, so
okay.
I don't know if he can.
First of all, let's hope we win the governorship in Kentucky in a few months. But anyway, can I say about the lyrics, Scott? One other thing, the one part about this song that is sort of does depress me is sort of his depressing look at it all. I get it; it's profound and it's dramatic. I'm not quite ready to cash it all in. I really am not.
So one more question I promised the listeners earlier that we get to in the way of a topic that I want to tackle is, you know, I get a sense that Grand Forks Air Force Base and the collaboration with the Space Force and University of North Dakota and Grand Sky, are all coming together, Northrop Grumman, General Atomics, all the things happening, to put us in a place that I don't think we realize. How integral a role is the Grand Forks Air Force Base now playing and is keying up to play in our nation's defense?
So one of the things I've said for a very long time, Scott, because there was a moment, there's been a time in North Dakota's recent history where a lot of people were feeling badly about why are we flying airplanes that don't have cockpits? You know, what's that all about? And some of them are, frankly, longtime Air Force people. And I always say I'd rather be positioned for the future than the past. And I think what you're seeing at Grant Sky and Grand Forks with the unmanned systems, with the Global Hawks that are now being, you know, the old Global Hawks being converted to new machines that test hypersonic missiles, and I could go into a long, detailed description of it all. As I said the other day up there, I said what happens on the commercial side of the fence, that's Grand Sky. It's a sky park. It's a UAS park. It's like an industrial park for really cool things. But what's happening on that side of the fence greatly impacts what's happening on the Air Force side of the fence. The fact that the Space Development Agency, which I've helped stand up and put in the Space Force and brought to Grand Forks, the fact that they are a Space Force entity on the Air Force property already tells you, and remembering that Customs and Border Protection also fly out of the Grand Forks Air Force Base, you're already seeing sort of a joint force futuristic view, which is something that you know, several years ago, a couple decades ago, would have seemed impossible on military bases. And it's so much more, Scott, that's classified that I can't talk about right now. All I can tell you is that what you're seeing in the public view is just a part of what, I think it speaks to the future. Let's just put it that way. It speaks to the bright future of Grand Forks.
And peace through strength will result.
Peace through strength. Yep. It's all about that. Really, Scott, it's a great point. It's really all about deterring. We hope to never have to do a thing, but they need to know we can, you know? And in the meantime, we need to be able to gather information and data from all over the world.
Another texter says, I'm with Kramer on that song. And another one, real quick, you're on literally a 10-second answer, why you think the RNC has no plan.
Well, boy, I don't know. I don't fortunately rely a lot on the RNC, but they better get a plan because they're the go-to for the presidential election.
Amen. Have a great holiday weekend. Our best to Chris and Abel and the whole family. Take care. Thank you.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Helping you manage your farm's risk and protect your equity is our top priority. Hi, this is Bethany Rentz, crop insurance agent with Irie Insurance. Margin protection provides coverage against an unexpected decrease in operating margin. In other words, we can put a policy in place to protect your farm from changing input costs and crop prices. Let us at Irie Insurance help you explore this policy between now and September 30th. Find our contact information on our website at irieins.com. Irie Insurance is an equal opportunity provider.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being.
Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.